For the last 13 years, the Kenai Peninsula has been doing something about its homeless problem as we start the new year by bringing people together in a program called Project Homeless Connect, where a lot of vendors who serve the homeless community come together at one day at one time. I'm talking with Jody Stewart, as we have for 13 years. And Jody, I think the community, you and the participants, are to be congratulated, because while many communities talk about doing something for the homeless, for 13 years, we have actually had not only boots on the ground, but accomplishing things. Maybe it's not eliminating the problem, but it certainly is a big help. What's in store this year for the project, and when's it coming up?
So we have Project Homeless Connect coming up on January 30th. Our point in time count will start on the day before. We'll ask folks on the 30th where they slept the night before. This will help give us data for HUD, which is the organization that gives state funding to the state of Alaska, which then gets trickled down to our continuum of care here locally. So funding is, you know, always tied to numbers, as we all know. And so January 30th is going to be a really important day for Project Homeless Connect, so that way we can try and get as accurate a count as possible. And this year, we are going to probably have well over 20 vendors of folks providing services and referrals and references and resources for individuals that are experiencing housing needs.
And Jody, over the last 13 years, you've been collecting data. Are we making progress? Are we having an impact?
You know, it's super interesting, the data that we've collected. Every year we look to see whether or not it's the same people. And every year we're all surprised that this seems to be a new group of individuals that are having housing issues. So that tells us one of two things. One, that the problem is still there. But two, the people that come to Project Homeless Connect that are working with our service providers are finding housing because we don't see them again. There's very few that we see year to year to year. So we know that they're finding housing. We just may not know their stories of how they got there. So when we see these new faces, these are our new people that are still experiencing housing difficulties.
One thing that I can't help but notice every year when I attend is, this is not like standing in an unemployment line where you've got a lot of people that are dour and feeling, you know, left out or depressed. It's a happy place, Jody. People are smiling. They may have their pets there. Their pets may be getting their toenails trimmed. They may be picking up some dog food, and they're having a warm meal while they are at this happy place.
Absolutely. So the number one thing that we want to ensure Project Homeless Connect does is that, one, it connects people with each other and reminds us that we're all human. And when we remember that we're all human and that we could also be in their shoes, it makes the atmosphere such a pleasant place to be, because we appreciate each other more. This is an opportunity for folks that are having difficulties to be surrounded by people that care, people that want to see the best happen to them. And it's not something that we talk about very often.
Now, while the information is out there, I mean, even homeless people mainly have a phone today where they can get information, or we can get in touch with them. However, one of the challenges is to get to the people that need the services and let them know that Project Homeless Connect is happening. How are we doing with that? And if somebody happens to know of somebody, are we still dependent on a lot of word of mouth or maybe giving people a ride to the Homeless Connect?
You know, this year we're doing something interesting. We have a partnership with CARTS and Alaska Cab this year, where Alaska Cab is going to meet folks in the Soldotna Kenai areas and pick them up. So anyone that's kind of in Soldotna Kenai, we're encouraging them to call Alaska Cab. They will pick you up from wherever you are and bring you for free to the Sports Center for Project Homeless Connect. And then in partnership with CARTS, CARTS is going to do the outlying areas. So places like Nikiski, Sterling, Kasilof, bringing those folks in for the event, and that too will be free. For CARTS, you don't have to call the day before. This is a one-time process. So you call the day that Project Homeless Connect is, January 30th, to either Alaska Cab or CARTS, and they will get you a ride and make sure that you get to the event.
Okay, and what time will it all get started?
We'll be starting at 9, and we'll be wrapping up with the last entrance coming in at 3 to be closed up at 4. So that way folks have a chance to have a nice hot breakfast, a nice hot lunch. They can stay and see all the vendors or just the few that they need.
The other thing that makes me proud to be in this community is many years there have been more volunteers than there have been people there for the services. Are you in need of volunteers? And if so, how can people step up and do their part?
Absolutely. So we are still looking for volunteers, but every year somehow we always wind up with more than we need. But I know that there's still a couple of areas that we're lacking some folks. So people can reach out to Project Homeless Connect through our email, which is kp_projecthomelessconnect@gmail.com. Send us an email and let us know that you're interested in doing some volunteering, and we'll get you connected.
You know what I really like about Google is I don't have to remember all that stuff. If I just put in Project Homeless Connect, you're going to come up and I'm going to get there in just a couple of clicks.
Indeed. Not only are you going to get there, but you'll also get a phone number. You'll get some of our stats. If you go to our website of the Kenai Peninsula Housing and Homelessness Coalition, all of this information is on there as well.
Jody, you've been involved with us now for 13 years. Why?
This is a project and a population that is very close to my heart. Many people that have been close to me and are currently close to me have experienced homelessness, and nobody deserves to not have a stable roof over their head, and we should do better.
I would have to agree, because 50 years ago I came to, there was no services available, but I had nothing, and was one of those people that got a hand up from some folks here. So they're out there and they need our help, and you know what? They become contributing citizens to our community and have made us the place we are.
Absolutely. They're our friends. They're our neighbors. They're our family. And we need to remember that always.
Thank you for what you're doing, Jody. That's coming up January 30th, starting at 9 a.m. If you know somebody, you can give them a ride or call and get them a ride, but have them go to the happy place that's called Project Homeless Connects, where they can see what's available for them to get a hand up so that they won't have to be there other than as a volunteer next year. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that warm and cozy sound of KSRM.